consciousness that is for the first time born of the flesh and is entrapped is a highly aware organism. It always is, because everything around it is heightened. It's new and it's different. It is truly an adventure. But once this organism, as it were indeed, lives out its term and experiences pain, which is an adventure, and death, which is also an adventure, and the consciousness comes back again, it can only bring back with it that which it emotionally experienced previously. That's what it brings with it in preparing for its next life or its next journey. A consciousness, as it were, that manifests itself as a human being knows no thing of love. Furthermore, knows no thing of humility, knows no thing of forgiveness, knows no thing of that which is termed the virtues of grace and charity. Doesn't know any of those things, because it hasn't experienced enough stuff, gotten itself in enough tangles, been in prison long enough to where it starts to cry out and want something different. It hasn't been hurt enough, nor is it hurt enough, in order for it to begin to understand law. It hasn't been a law breaker. It's got to break laws in order for law to be created. And when law is created, of course, then we have moral standards, and they all become challenges in which the wild consciousness must somehow try to evolve, but endeavor to always rise to those standards. In the evolution of that which is termed singular consciousness, whole point of reality is based entirely upon what its physical organism, its sensual self, can experience for it. In a sense, consciousness is its own light body, its own light being, that rapes the body, uses the body, gets it all stirred up so that it can feed off of its own emotion. Correct? Now, this becomes an addiction. And the addiction is here is one of the reasons why after 10.5 million years, you are no greater than 1/3 of your brain being opened. You are no greater than to possess energy that is able to manifest in only the first 3 seals. In other words, the only miraculous thing you've ever done was cause a physical erection and to have put the seed in the womb and brought form another life form. That is the extent of your miraculous behavior. That miraculous behavior has gone by the wayside. It doesn't even give forth life any longer. The only miracle that you can do in a twinkling of an eye, the only alteration that you can do in a twinkling of an eye, is alas left to the men in the audience who understand that nearly upon command they can cause their penises to become very large instruments. That is an indicator that the whole focus of the light body self has been a sensual focus. A sensual focus means that the energy that is given to consciousness as it and of itself split up and deposited it into the human body was for the sake of the orgasmic pleasure, which is addictive. Now, a consciousness that in itself has become its own light being is no different than the beings who wait at the light and take of that which is termed the total emotional experience of entities that pass and come within the flame. Actually, you have been your own light beings for eons now. Why would you want to do that? Why would a consciousness who has the faculty of a divine mandate spin its wheels over what the chemical of a human body can give it in just a brief moment? What is it within you that does not wish to travel any further than that sensual place within you? What is it within you that your whole identification has to do with where that energy sits? 1, 2, 3. Have you made it so that perhaps why it is so hard, this journey is in one sense that you hold on and do not surrender the energy that is in itself a drug, that you hold on to your power and your victimization and your tyrannical attitudes and your sexuality and your passion because they are the reason for living? Is it the reason that you do not surrender and make sacrifice that which is termed the passions because you are addicted to the sensual body? Is this why you have not evolved in 10.5 million years? The pursuit of happiness has always been defined as the pursuit that has to do with the first three seals: materialistic wealth, coming under the heading of security, freedom from pain, coming under the heading of the second seal, and all about being a sexual person and expressing your freedoms. The pursuit of happiness is the pursuit of the drug, and that's where all your passion is.